Hello, Pisces, and welcome to your Vision Quest reading for 2016. My name is Eric Francis, and, well, here's what I've got to say for you. There are extraordinarily potent forces at work in your life. The mutable cross where your sign is located has almost all the action right now. There's still some things going on elsewhere, but the activity in Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, and Sagittarius is enough to shift the orbit of our planet. And it's certainly enough to shift the orbit of your life. And that is exactly the level of influence that you are working with right now. And this is less about your external world, but only a little less, and more about the changes that you make within yourself. We live in a time of extreme leadership crisis. There is a vacuum of leadership. There is a extreme lack of visible leaders of ethics. You have to know where to look. You have to know where to find them. They are out there, the strong and the trusted, but most people are not seeking them out. And in any moment where Donald Trump is actually taken seriously as a possibility for someone to be president of the United States, you know that we are in a leadership crisis. And your astrology is calling you to be a leader. It's calling you to be a leader mostly in your own life, but absolutely in the world, in your field, in your industry, in your community, whatever that might be. And the two are working together. The actions you take within the sphere of your own consciousness and your own growth, and the actions that you take in the world are directly related. They are shaped by one another. They modify one another. And ultimately, you are being called to rise to the occasion of some calling, some profound calling. And that involves doing the thing that it would seem that the leaders in our society don't do, which is to keep an inward focus and to know where you stand with yourself and with the world and basically with everything around you at all times, all the relationships in your life, and to make sure that you are, let's say, profoundly guided by your own inner awareness. With Pisces, this is always true. Pisces is the culmination of the zodiac. It is the headwaters of the zodiac. You who are a Pisces have arrived where you are after a long journey. Whether you think of that long journey as being something from this lifetime or something from previous lifetimes, both are probably true. And now, with the tools having arrived in your life depicted by various things in your chart, it is time for something different. It is time for something unusual. And it is time for you to fully emerge as the person who you actually are. And as we will hear in your rune reading, which I've just spent some time doing a bit of additional research on and figuring out why I made the selection of art and artifact that I did, now it makes much more sense. It is essential for you to pare away, to prune back what does not work, to know what does not work for you. And I want to state this at the outset, and I'm going to state it again in the rune reading, but I would suggest you do something like keep a diary of what doesn't work for you. Keep a diary of what is not serving you, what is not providing you with what you need, what is unnecessarily draining your time, your energy, your resources, and be mindful of that. The reason why I would suggest that you actually put this in writing where you can see it and where you can review it is a little bit like the statement in the Declaration of Independence, which I cannot quote exactly, but the gist of it is that people are more likely to endure difficulty than they are willing to make a change. And Jefferson said it much more eloquently, but that's basically what he